loved it. I kicked the ball so far, and I love football. And then I used to love even going out and skate, doing my skateboard.
What? You used to skateboard?
Oh, yeah. We used to skateboard all the time.
I've never gotten to skateboarding, but I love softball.
Ah, that's right. You played softball.
I did. I did.
Okay. Anything else?
Dodgeball was good.
Okay.
But sometimes my friends and I would just sit around and like make up skits and things of that nature. So characters. And we would actually record them.
Imagination play.
Exactly.
Ah.
Exactly.
Well, we're going to send this shout out to all the children out there on the playground or in your yard or wherever you are having fun.
This show is for you. Player's Life by the Alphabet Rockers here on We Nation Radio.
It ain't my nation.
It's We Nation.
On WPFW 89.3 FM.
Yeah. All right, everyone's here. Let's go.
Cool. You guys want to play a game?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you guys are going to be the ones and twos. One's over here, two's right over there. You ready? It goes one, two, one, two.
Hey, I just want you to know I wanna play. Don't stop, just go. Gonna stay in the playground zone. Live that life till the street lights come on. Hey, I just want you to know I wanna play. Don't stop, just go. Gonna stay in the playground zone. Live that life till the street lights come on.
All my players together, whatever the weather. We play ball, ball, kickball, baseball, tether. We're all instant friends and we're down for each other. No kingdom on the playground, we're kings and queens forever. Like swinging with your sister and sliding with your brothers. We all on the jam and it's all peanut butter. It's what it is, it's how we get down. It's the player's life out on the playground.
Ooh, you all right?
No, I'm good, I'm good.
Yeah?
Let's go.
Okay.
Hey, I just want you to know I wanna play. Don't stop, just go. Gonna stay in the playground zone. Live that life till the street lights come on. Hey, I just want you to know I wanna play. Don't stop, just go. Gonna stay in the playground zone. Live that life till the street lights come on.
Here's the rules, there's only one kind. Be courteous, cool, no one gets left behind. Take turns, everything will be fine. And we can sort it out when it's cleanup time. Cause what's yours is yours and what's mine is mine. And we can laugh together in the monkey bar line. It's what it is, it's how we grind. In the player's life, it's always play time.
Hey, I just want you to know I wanna play. Don't stop, just go. Gonna stay in the playground zone. Live that life till the street lights come on.
Why did he stop the music?
What? I don't know. What's see the on? Lights yet?
Me neither. Let's go.
Yeah.
Tagging it, we're back and we're racing. This time we're all in outer space chasing. Check the swings, the fire to the moon. Hey, bring back a kickball, we'll need one soon. Who's up? Me, it's my turn to swing. I push you, can you push me as high as you can? Underdog, please watch us as we do our thing. I just want you to know I wanna play. Don't stop, just go. Gonna stay in the playground zone. Live that life till the street lights come on. Hey, I just want you to know I wanna play. Don't stop, just go. Gonna stay in the playground zone. Live that life till the street lights come on.
I can
be anything I wanna be.
you ever seen somebody fly with no wings? Have you ever heard the song that the oak tree sings?
Have you ever felt God vibrating in you?
Did you know that what you think about yourself comes true?
I am
the best that you'll ever see.
I can
be anything I wanna be.
I know I can
Be what I wanna be. If I work hard at it, I'll be where I wanna be. I know I can
Be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
If I wanna be a leader,
I decide.
If I wanna be a teacher,
I decide.
If I wanna be a preacher,
I decide. I decide.
Everybody say, hey world, don't sleep on me.
Hey world, don't sleep on me.
Sky's the limit, just watch and see. Say, hey world, don't sleep on me.
Hey world, don't sleep on me.
Sky's the limit, just watch and see.
Cares enough to help us.
You know me and Grandpa care.
We know.
I don't think you do.
Maybe we should tell them in a way they'll definitely understand. Drop that beat.
Where is that music coming from?
Hey, everybody. It's Grandmaster Grandma coming at you. And this is my boy,
the Notorious P.O.P.
What is this? I think they're about to rap.
Yo! Check it out! They call me Grandma,
Grandma,
Granny,
Granny,
Mimi, and Madea. We all know why I'm your favorite. The reason's very clear.
Can I have soda?
Yes.
Candy?
Yeah, baby.
Ice cream treats?
When my babies come to Grandma's house, they can't have anything. So give me hugs and give me kisses. Eat another ice cream cone, 'cause after I sugar you up.
Ooh, child. Gonna send your tail back home.
My hip may slip, I may walk slow, my back is out of whack.
Ooh.
But you best believe, no matter what, your grandma's got your back.
Well, that was awkward.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Come on, Pop, show them what you're working with.
Oh, y'all done woke me up now. They call me Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Pop, Pop. And some just call me Pop.
Pop, Pop.
And when I step into the room, the party never stops. 'Cause I have jokes and funny faces. Yeah, I'm a comedian. But most importantly, as time goes by, I'll always be your friend. So grab a rod and let's go fishing in the little pond out back. And listen to my words of wisdom, 'cause your parents don't know jack. My hip may slip, I may walk slow, my back gets out of whack.
Oh, my back.
But you best believe, no matter what, your grandpa's got your back.
I did not see that coming.
Me neither, but it's good to know that you have our back.
And you know what?
No, what?
We've got your back too.
Your hip may slip, you may walk slow, your back gets out of whack. But you best believe, no matter what, your grands have got your back.
So sweet. Now who wants some ice cream?
I do.
Come on, babies.
I think I'll have a scoop too.
All right now.
To all the grandparents out there, thanks for having our backs.
And to our grandparents, we love you.
Aw, thank you guys so much. Come and give Grandma a big hug. Grandma's baby's so sweet.
Aw, that's so nice of you. Grandpa loves you too.
Oh, that is so nice of you guys. Thank you. You know we love you.
Oh, that's great. Is it time for my solo?
Andrés, ¿qué estás escuchando? Estoy escuchando We Nation Radio.
We Nation Radio on WPFW.
Hey, Vino, it's my birthday today.
I believe they say time is thief, and so are your tears. They steal your beliefs and your dreams into tears. And the limits are risky. It's much, much safer to do. You don't know who would be lost or who would be hurting without you. So don't be foolish, you're a genius. Leave your doubt at the door, you don't need it. Now is the time, so take a deep breath and take your first step. You don't have to fight it anymore. I want you to take a chance for me. All you have inside, all you have to give. I want you to be who you're meant to be. I know that you're strong. You got everything you need. It's time to set it free. You can and will be something great. You just have to believe. You just have to believe. You just have to believe.
I know it's hard, we're earthbound, dreaming on stars. Thinking that it's too far, it'll never be ours.
Never
I'm
be.
Here to tell you that together love can open way. This region's of oceans, vastly reaching the outer space. Nothing's an obstacle, no vision unobtainable. Don't believe in impossible, nothing will be the same with you. And nothing will be the same with us. And all it took was a little trust. To see what we've been missing. We've been missing. To make realities from wishing, from the wishing. Get caught up in the logical and don't realize what has been possible. I believe in love, truth, and empathy. You will guarantee those things when you get with me. I believe these words are true, so true. Cause I believe in you.
I believe.
I don't know that we played that one before, or at least it sounds, it's new to me, and I love it.
Well, that's why you got to always tune in to We Nation Radio. I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And that was City Love, of course, out of Philadelphia, and with this song called I Believe.
And before that, we had Happy, Happy Birthday to You by Bino and Fino.
Where are they based out of?
Nigeria.
Is it Nigeria?
Yeah,
yes. And I believe they're a brother and a sister.
Oh.
There might even be a cartoon, I think. You got to go check it out.
Oh, how cool is that? Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And then, since we're talking about families, you had the Wise Channel, a family affair with their song, Grandparents' Day Song. Love this song. I can listen to this song all the time. It is so much fun.
And prior to that, we had Ayanna Gregory with Brilliant People. And let's circle back for a second to mm-hmm. I Believe.
I Believe.
Such a powerful song.
Yeah. You know, I mean, what does it mean? I wondered, do any of the children know what it means to believe?
Believing in yourself.
Ah.
That anything is possible.
I believe that I'm going to have some ice cream after I eat dinner today.
That's possible. And believing in yourself that you can get good grades.
Right. Absolutely.
You can become a doctor. Or president of the United States.
Well, how about American Idol contestant?
Hey, how about that? How about that?
Yeah, and so in fact, I had the opportunity to interview the 2003, I guess what we call American Idol contestant, second runner-up, Kimberly Locke.
Oh my God, I cannot believe this. That was the very first year I started watching American Idol.
Well, it was a great interview. She is so personable, and she has a surprise for you.
Awesome.
Please help me in welcoming to the We Nation podcast, the one and only Kimberly Locke. Welcome to the We Nation podcast.
Hi, Uncle Devin.
It is an honor to have you here.
And
And before we go any further, won't you tell the audience a little bit about who you are? Talk a little bit about yourself. Who is Kimberly Locke?
Well, that could be a loaded question. But to keep it simple and straightforward, I was on season 2 of American Idol, and I was the last girl standing with Ruben and Clay. And that was back in 2003, so it seems like a long time ago. And after American Idol, you know, American Idol is such an amazing platform. You know, it just keeps going and keep going and keep going. So, you know, I've done tons of singing, and you know, it has definitely helped me to launch my singing career. And you know, I've modeled for Lane Bryant, and you know, then I became an independent artist, and it's just so many things that you know, happened from American Idol. It was such a great experience. And now it's like, what are we, 18 years later? You know, I'm still making music. I'm doing a lot of television. Right now I'm cooking with Emeril regularly. So that's a lot of fun. I do love that. Probably like one of my favorite jobs. So yeah, you know, it's, you know, I call myself, you know, I like to refer to myself as the artist, the coach, and the cook. You know, I'm an artist at heart. Like, that's my gift. That's what God ordained me with. And, you know, I love to inspire and coach people and, you know, help them to reach their goals and their dreams. And then, you know, I love to throw down in the kitchen because I like to eat. I also like to eat.
Right. So what made you want to do a children's album?
Okay. So, you know, what's so funny is, you know, I've been doing this a while, Uncle Devin, and, you know, sometimes you just kind of let, I'm at that point where I want to work on things that are fun and meaningful, and you know, and I want to do it with people that I love, right? Exactly. So I have a studio partner, JC, and JC has children, and you know, he and his wife, they have two kids, a boy and a girl, and I spend a lot of time with them, and so you know, we're just always talking about, okay, what do we want to do next? Well, one of my other friends is a school teacher and he teaches music. And we were sitting around one night having dinner and I was like, you know, should we do a baby album? And he looked at me and his face lit up like a kid on Christmas. And he was like, I would love to do that. And that's literally how the Lullaby album came to be. And so the fun part about it, Devin, is that Mike, who's my friend that I wrote it with, and JC, but Mike, who's the school teacher, he would take some of the songs to school and play them for his students and get their feedback. And that was probably the most fun.
Nice and warm.
I think that song worked a little too well.
Oh.
I think it works on adults too.
Oh my goodness. How soothing is that?
I know. So I can't imagine what the rest of the CD
exactly
sounds like, you know. Learn more at KimberlyLock.me, and that's KimberlyLocke.me.
Yes, and to hear the entire interview, go to WeNationRadio.com and click on podcast, or just check for our podcast on your on many of the podcast platforms. Well, you know what? I need to get up and get to dancing, because this beautiful music is going to have me sleeping. So I think we're going to get our friend Father Goose
to come down the line.
Come down the line. You ever do line dancing or get a two lines? You got everyone got to dance and do their own solo dance. I always hated it, but I did my best, you know.
When you hated it.
I mean, I just, because I've never
really been
a dancer.
You created your own line dance.
Yeah, but I'm not really a dancer. I like to make people dance.
Oh, okay. Yes, all right. Fair enough.
And so, but I'm going to leave the dance into Father Goose. You're listening to We Nation Radio.
Everybody, them are come down the line now. Everybody, they ma come down the line now. Hey, everybody, they ma come down the line now.
Party time.
They ma leave all them troubles behind now.
It's party time.
Everybody, they ma come down the line now. All the troubles behind now.
Come on now. People always come tell me.
Oh, they do.
All them lovely dance up in every dance.
In a dance. Let them do all the limbo in a
dance.
So make them do the rock combine now in a dance. Troubles behind now.
It's party time.
Say, everybody, they ma come down the line now.
Party time.
They ma leave all the troubles behind now.
It's party time.
Yeah. Some of this, some of them are that. Them are dancing on the right round the clock. Tick-a-tick-a talk, you know the body get hot. Whole time mental style, they come back. Not follow. Teacher, don't come and say all in a row. Everybody from them one is hard as a show. Teacher, don't come and say all in a row.
Party time.
Them a leave all them troubles behind now.
It's
Hi, I'm Maya Goose, and I always listen to my Uncle Devin on V Nation Radio. Keep it locked.
We had this long, long, long conversation. And
she said, baby, you gotta understand, every day ain't gonna go your way, and that's life. Now give me some sugar and look on the bright side. Give me a thumbs up and a high five and a peace sign. It's a great day. It's a good day. It's a good day.
Always a great day with Shine and the Moonbeams with High Five.
Prior to that, we had KB Worley with Peter Piper Pickled Peppers.
Say that three times in a row.
Yeah, so great music all the way around. But you know, it's time for our We Nation Reads.
With Sierra Williams, author of Isara's Gemstone.
Hi, I'm Ciara Williams, the author of Isara's Gemstones. This is a tale about a young girl named Isara who knew she was unique but didn't have confidence in her voice. She often did not speak her ideas. One day, her grandmother gifted her gorgeous gemstones that Isara immediately fell in love with. She excitedly placed her new gemstones on the kitchen table and admired them. In that moment, Isara felt inspired to face her fears. She chose to focus on something she was grateful for. Isara quietly said, "I want to be as strong as these gemstones." The next day, Isara walked down a path to sit in a vibrant forest. She was surrounded by nature's beauty. Isara thought about how she wanted to let go of her fears. She felt discouraged. She looked down and gazed at her gemstones, then smiled. Blue with speckles of gold, soft pink, vibrant yellow. She whispered, "If I change unhopeful thoughts to hopeful ones, I can feel like my gemstones." Isara did not know someone was nearby as she sat in the forest. A young girl named Jazz ran so fast, you could say she galloped like a horse closer to Isara. Jazz exclaimed, "Hey, when I feel unsure of myself, I cheer myself on. Take 3 deep bubble breaths or say what I'm grateful for." Jazz encouraged Isara to shout, "My thoughts come and go like birds in the sky." Isara listened to the free-spirited girl's words and thanked her. Isara looked up into the sky and imagined her unhelpful thoughts flying in the clouds. Jazz introduced herself and asked what was in Isara's lap. Isara's heart sparked, and she excitedly explained cool details about each gemstone. She spoke of how she adored the energy and beauty they hold. Isara spent the rest of the day playing in the field of flowers with Jazz. She was grateful to make a new friend. They talked about Asara's dreams to make the world a brighter place. She unleashed hidden powers within herself. She felt like her voice was heard. The next afternoon, they planned a community fun day. They brought colorful plants, vibrant gemstones, delicious food, music, and put up flyers. Asara's hope was to uplift everyone through the simple but precious things in life. People began to notice the flyers and followed the music. Asara and Jazz offered plants and gemstones for everyone to enjoy. Everyone felt energized as they ate fruits and vegetables and danced to songs. Asara noticed she felt strong and confident when she used her passion to inspire others. She was glad that her voice was heard. She felt proud. The skills she learned became Asara's new gemstones. Deep breaths, changing unhelpful thoughts to helpful ones, and expressing gratitude. It was a day to remember. Lastly, there are gemstone tools listed, which are just coping skills for kids to use anytime for various issues that they may have throughout the day, for just various feelings and things like that. So the first is blow bubbles and take 3 slow deep breaths. The second is talk it out using I statements, such as I feel blank when. So for example, I feel sad when you take my toy, for example. The third, say what you are grateful for. So you can list as many things as you can think of things you're grateful for. The fourth, change unhelpful thoughts to helpful ones, such as I can't to I can try, or they don't like me to I can't give up, I can ask if I can play too. And lastly, be mindful. And there's many different ways you could be mindful, but this one example is placing your feet flat on the ground and focusing on how your feet feel in that moment. So paying attention to your feet, your shoes, just things like that, how it feels to have your feet flat on the ground, and followed up with taking 3 deep breaths to feel calm. Okay, I hope everyone enjoyed the story. Have a great day.
Yo, bless up. It's Aaron Nigel Smith, and you're listening to We Nation Radio.
I always try to eat healthy. I like the way it makes me feel. I set an example for my family with a well-balanced meal. In the morning, I make smoothies and a sandwich for lunch. Salads are so lovely, but once I'm done, I want some candy, some sweets, chocolate, sugar, caramel. Got a craving, can't you tell? Some candy, ooh-wee. Anything that's sweet, give it to me. I use a tiny spoon. Taffy, mini peanut butter cups, sweet stuff I love so much. Marshmallow with chocolate, a big old tub of red licorice. To have it all would be stupendous. Just don't tell my dentist.
Wendy. That was the one and only Genevieve with her song Candy.
Genevieve Goings.
Genevieve Goings, yes.
So what's your favorite candy?
I don't know if I
or
should
Or do
say.
You have a favorite candy?
Well, you know, I'm a Snickers bar type of person. Is that candy?
Yeah, that's candy. Yeah. That's a candy bar. Well, we're kind of similar in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, it's all things chocolate.
Yeah.
Dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
And please don't tell my dentist.
Prior to that, we hope you enjoyed We Nation Reads with Asara's Gemstone by book author Ciara Williams. And to learn more, you can reach her at Stories Told by Ciara, and Ciara is spelled C-I-R-A, or you can email her at ciarasmiles@yahoo.com.
And we also want to thank Portia Smith of Imagine Me Creative Book Publishing for helping us identify book authors.
Oh, yeah, there are a wealth of these great authors. We look forward to bringing you many, many more.
Yes. Well, I think we're getting at the end of another great hour of family fun.
Does that mean it's almost time for my favorite song?
It is, but you got to let people know how they can reach you if they want to be able to
All
have
right.
some music played, or if they want to share some
business first.
That's right.
Yes. If you want to reach out to us, you can always email us at music@wenationradio.com. Mm-hmm. And hey, to hear more of these great artists, you can visit wenationradio.com.
Yes. And again, if you missed the full podcast, you can go to our podcast at wenationradio.com, click on podcast, and you can also find us on pretty much on all of the different podcast platforms. Well, Auntie Lolita, it's time for us to go.
Aww.
I know. But listen, make sure you call a friend and tell them about all the fun that we had. But just remember, I am Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And as we always say, remember that life is a drum.
So beat it!
Play them drums, man. You know I'm gonna see you next time.
I'm Wimsey Terry Bryant, producer of Traffic Jam, a series of performing arts events that use music and drama to help protect our children from human trafficking. Human trafficking is the force, fraud, or coercion of another human being for personal or commercial gain. And human trafficking can take on many forms. Don't keep secrets. Formerly trafficked victims testify of having been asked by a friend to do a simple favor, after which they became a victim because that same friend then used the secret, humiliating, and incriminating details to bribe the victim. Human traffickers ask you to keep secrets now so that they can use them later to turn you into their victim. To learn more about programs and products that help you keep your family and community safe, visit us at trafficjam.info.
Say, I gotta be safe.
Good evening. You're listening to WPFW
WPFW on a stormy night in downtown Washington, D.C. Welcome to Lovethology.
The West, North and South, they're both the best, but I'll only go there as a guest, 'cause I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore,